I think, made the community a safer place by just who I am and upholding, you know, what law enforcement is. It's an honorable profession, and, you know, just trying to make, you know, people who are victims and who can't really defend themselves to be able to step in and protect them from evil people. I mean, it sounds kind of like a cliche, or like we have an ego, but we're like superheroes. People only call us when their day is bad. You know, they don't call us to go to the family picnic. They don't call us to come over for dinner. They call us when their world is collapsing, and they're expecting us to be able to come in and fix it. And that's why, you know, people get into law enforcement, is to be that fixer and to help people who can't help themselves.
What would you say is your biggest failure?
My biggest failure? Not getting a college education. I mean, I had opportunities when I was younger to go to college, even when I joined law enforcement, and I got to looking at the here and now and not the future when I was young.
Well, that's all I have.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you have anything else to say.
Well, you know, the only thing, Ryan, I would encourage you and the rest of your classmates that, you know, and I'm not sure where this is going, you know, I don't know if you have to do a presentation at school, is continue your education. Even if you never want to be a medical doctor, or you look at yourself and say, I want to go, and not to make any job less important than any other job, but there's jobs out there that don't require degrees.
Yeah.
And if you want to go to Burger King and flip burgers, and that's your career goal, one day you're going to wake up and wish you could be the manager, because you want to make that Burger King store or that organization better. And without the degree and without the education, you're behind the curve. And because people are going to look at people who've got degrees and do that. So never sell yourself short on the importance of a good education. Community colleges are great. Technical colleges are great. But do something, you know, early on in your career, in your life, to get that education.
Yesterday when I was over with Holly, there was a bunch of agents that came and everything, and almost everyone told me to stay from away from a criminal justice degree and to go for, like, business or something else, because they don't value criminal justice degrees because they do their own training and everything.
Yeah.
So, do you agree with that?
Yes and no. I see where they're coming from. And the reason business management is good is because it's across the board. Ryan, I'm now in my position as a captain here. I have, just in my division, a $3 million budget. Okay, I've never seen what $3 million looks like. You know, I've never had $3 million in my life that I could decide what to spend. But now I've got, I've been entrusted by the public to spend their $3 million appropriately. And a business management degree would help me understand the process better. Luckily, with the city, you know, we've got checks and balances, and I've got people who have, you know, really good training and educations to help me guide through that. But on one side, business management is a degree I would suggest anybody and everybody get, whether it's your minor or your major. Get a degree in business management of some kind. Criminal justice provides you with a lot of insight, because you end up with a lot of psychology type classes that get, that provide you with insight on why people do what they do, how they think. I know, you know, the FBI and ICE and even us, we train you for what we want you to do. But I think that criminal justice degree goes beyond that. It gives you kind of what your 3 weeks have been. It gives you a very broad spectrum of the criminal justice system. You understand how laws are written, how all the judicial branches work together. You know, that's what that criminal justice degree gives you, is a huge area to view at. It gives you kind of that 30,000 foot view of the criminal justice system. And they're right. You go to the FBI, you're going to go through their academy. You join an Arizona police department, you're going to go through Arizona State Police Academy. So they're right on that one side. But it's not a bad thing to get, especially if you know your field is in criminal justice. And then off criminal justice, I mean, you can go and get a law degree if you want to become an attorney and still stay in law enforcement, or, you know, business management or anything like that. Yeah. So, or a psychology degree. So there's all these offshoots of law enforcement that you can get into very easily. So.
Well, thanks.
Okay. I don't have anything else other than go to college.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to tell you or any of your classmates. In any, right now, public safety, period. Yeah. And that's EMS, fire, and law enforcement. If you don't have a degree, promotional opportunities are becoming less and less available. A lot of fire departments won't hire you as a firefighter unless you got a degree. A lot of police departments won't even look at you if you don't have a degree. You can't make a job application for the federal government law enforcement without a degree.
Yeah.
It just hamstrings you. What it does is it closes more doors than it opens. A college degree opens a lot of doors and provides a whole lot of opportunity. And that's why it's so important. You know, most people don't look at what your degree is in, but did you get a degree? Now, sometimes you need a degree in a certain field to qualify, but it doesn't shut the door. What you may have to do is go get 2 years of on-the-job training, then you're qualified because you've got a degree. So, just keep going.
Yeah.
Okay.